The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hi, this is John Quincy with another hour of the History of TMA. Our listen back to the people and personalities that have been heard on Charleston's second oldest radio station. The radio station you're listening to right now.
Here's Talk 1250, WTMA.
WTMA is celebrating our 70th year on the air in 2009. But this hour, we're going to jump back to 1999 to hear how we celebrated our 60th anniversary with a live broadcast from one of WTMA's first studio locations, the Francis Marion Hotel.
WTMA, solid gold.
Oh boy, those jingles bring back a lot of memories, don't they? Hi everybody, I'm Dan Moon. We are live on this Tuesday morning, the 15th of June, from the Francis Marion Hotel. It's our big TMA 60th anniversary celebration today. 60 years ago today, WTMA first came on the air under the call sign WTMA. And for all of these years, and for all of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who have grown up listening to these airwaves, still around today, many of them too. Well, let's face it, if you were born in the 30s, you would just be in your, 60, late 60s, 70s today. So a lot of folks who have been longtime Charlestonians, lived here all their life, have grown up with this radio station. One unique advantage is you don't have to worry about what the call letters are. You've known them for all of these years. Kind of, let me tell you what we've got down here at the Francis Marion this morning. And I know that a lot of you are going to be busy, hectic, getting ready for work this morning, and you're not going to have time to swing by here. But if sometime during the day today, sometime this morning or later on today, if you can put it in your plans to spend a few minutes with us down here, I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. It's a step back in history. A lot of memorabilia, old WTMA memorabilia, old radio memorabilia, period, from radio throughout the Charleston history. And a lot of old pictures that bring back a lot of memories for me, and I think for a lot of you too. Pictures of Charleston. I want to thank the folks at Grayscale Gallery. A lot of the old pictures that'll bring back many memories for you. And also want to thank all of our sponsors who are helping us put this on this morning. The folks at Morguard Barrier, Termite and Pest Control, Rick Hendrick Chevrolet, and Comcast Online. We thank these people much. They have helped us tremendously in getting things squared away this morning. If you come into the Francis Marion Hotel on the first floor, come on up. There is a step that leads right up to the second floor. It's the big room, the ballroom area that sits out in front overlooking King Street this morning. What's the name of the room? What do we call the room?
It's called Carolina Ballroom.
The Carolina Ballroom, mm-hmm. Yeah. Colonial Ballroom.
Colonial
Ballroom.
You mean I have the name wrong?
Colonial Ballroom. Madeline Kelly's down here early this morning. Wow, what a surprise.
Usually not around this time.
If you're up, we've got coffee for you this morning. If you want to swing by, grab a cup of coffee. And we'll have some things to eat later on as well. So, hey, what's that, Madeline?
And we're going to have cake at 9 o'clock.
Cake? Oh, starts at 9 o'clock this morning.
Largest
this is the big birthday
cake
coming
in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be a humongous thing. It will serve hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
And, of course, that's courtesy of a piece of cake.
Yeah, come on by and see us this morning. If you can this morning, later on today, broadcasting her show beginning at noon today will be Nancy Wolf, and then Charlie Bird Lindsay will be down here later this afternoon doing the afternoon Open Line Charleston program from 4 until 6. So a great big celebration going on all day today. Looking forward to seeing your smiling face here at the Francis Marion Hotel, downtown Charleston. This is News Talk WTMA. I'm Dan Moon.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
Lot to remember, and I'll tell you, we're celebrating it today, and this is June the 15th, Tuesday, the 60th birthday celebration for the hottest talk in town, Tiger Radio, the mighty TMA. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dan Moon. Going to take it around till 10 this morning here from the Francis Marion Hotel in downtown Charleston. Big celebration today, all day long today. Got the big birthday cake coming in here at 9 o'clock this morning. Let me tell you what we're also going to do throughout the day today. We're going to be giving away some old antique replica radios. Now, these would be replicas of radios, I guess, that were back in the 30s and 40s. And We have them sitting all around our place here at the Francis Merriam this morning. When you stop by, take a look at these things. These are beautiful little radios. They're replicas of these old antique radios. Gosh, I wish they were the antiques themselves. But we have enough of those as well. If you're an old radio buff, you will enjoy... Oh, look here. Somebody brought me over one. Let me look at that thing. Yeah. These are nice, folks. Got the old... they're the cathedral-style old radios. They really are beautiful with the old-type dial down at the bottom. Of course, not a lot of controls to worry about. AM, FM, and an off-on knob and tuning. That's about it there. You remember that, Boom? Those good old radios? But we have some real working antique radios down here. I want to thank Rob Kelly for bringing those down. He and some of the other group brought them down here and set them up. They're beautiful old radios that will really take you back in time. And many of them are working today, if not all of them, I think. And as a matter of fact, I am monitoring this broadcast this morning off one of these old tabletop RCA radios this morning. So if you know of history, you'll enjoy stopping by and looking at those little radios. Anyway, every hour on the hour, we are going to be giving away one of these antique replicas of these old radios. So stop down, register every hour on the hour. We will draw and get a winner of one of these radios. We want to thank the folks at Comcast at Home, one of our fine sponsors of our birthday celebration today. I want to thank the folks at Morguard Barrier, Termite and Pest Control, and all the fine folks down at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet. Speaking of old mics and radios and things, Bruce Roberts and JT, our engineers down here this morning, really setting up some old-timey microphones. We've got some of the old ones that really bring memories back for anybody who's been in radio for a long time. Stop down. Let's check in. We want to check it out real quick. Let's check it out quick and see if it works. Turn the pot. Let me see if it works.
Grazing with the moon.
Blah, that's enough. No. You need to tweak it a little bit there, Bruce. Tweak
Vaughn
it.
Vaughn Monroe used to use one of these microphones.
Grazing with the moon.
Of course, he doesn't sing that song at all.
All the DJs say, this one's on its way. It's the cream of the crop.
TMA! Boy, that brings some memories back.
That one was before my time. That goes way back.
The voice you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is a voice that was heard for how many years on TMA?
I was at TMA for about 11 before they threw me out.
Bob Nash, but back starting in 1966?
1966. It was the week of July 4th. I'll never forget it.
Well, it's darn close to being an anniversary here for you, too, because this is June the 15th. Uncle Booby Nash, starting in 66 on TMA. And those are heyday days. You know, when people think of the heyday of TMA, for some reason or other, they come up with that time frame back in the mid-60s and up until about the mid-70s, really.
Yeah, everybody goes back to the 50s, to what they call the happy days, but for Charleston, it seemed to be the 60s. I know it was for me. It was just a lighthearted, good time from what I remember.
Back in those days, you remember how many radio stations we had in Charleston?
Yeah, you had... I think we finally got up to 13 before I left TMA, but I think when I came, there was 9 or 10 radio stations. How many we got now?
Oh, my God, there are 24 right here in the immediate area.
There's only one. See, but I missed it. You're supposed to say there's only one real radio station.
Well, there you go, too. There are actually 34 signals that reach into Charleston. Can you imagine competition today? But back when you were on in the mid-60s and on up into the early 70s, Boobu, this was a day when TMA would command a very large portion of the audience because there weren't, as you said, 8 or 9 radio stations. So the pie didn't have to be cut into that many different slices. You remember some of the figures, some of the shares of the audience you would have back in those days?
There was one. I brought some with me, some Pulse and ARBs, but the one that was impressive, I was doing the nighttime in 1966. I worked every shift there was on TMA. They kept moving me around. But when I was working the night shift, we had 65% of the listening audience. That's all ages. And 69% of that 65% was adult. Can you imagine an adult listening to that wild, crazy stuff? But they did, especially over 50. I guess the senile people really loved me.
No wonder some of the old music is making such a resurgence today, because those same people were listening to TMA back in the 60s and 70s, and now they're up into the year.
They're senile,
years.
And they're listening to you. That's right.
You don't do radio nowadays. Tell them what you do nowadays.
Well, I'm... Not much.
Not much.
Too much at all. I pastor a church, which means I work on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, good job, you know. Yeah. Work 7 days a week in radio. Now you work 1 day a week, Pastor.
One day a week, yeah. In fact, we were just talking about radio, and you don't even realize the stress, but we worked 7 days a week then, 24 hours a day. Yeah. Whenever we were on call, you know, we were always on. We woke up and with a big smile on our face and said, wow, it's another day to act crazy.
I don't know how in the world we do it, but I've had people come up to me over the years and say, how in the world are you so happy?
Well, most people
at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Most announcers in those days would get on and they would be nervous, afraid they'd say something stupid. I was afraid of saying something intelligent. I'd lose my audience.
17 after the hour. I want to congratulate Buzz Gorman. He was in. He and his wife were in earlier this morning. The fools! They were up early. Came down here to the Francis Marion earlier this morning.
That was his wife.
That was his wife. Oh. Yeah. Came down. Anyway, he has won one of our antique radios. Who came up with the antique radios? Is it us? Madeline's raising her hand. We've got several of these antique replicas. They're not real antiques, but they're the replicas of these. In fact, are you an antique or are you a real this morning? Are you a replica
this
morning? A fake. I figured that. Buzz, you've won one. If you, and what do they come back down here and pick it up down here or at the radio station? One of the two. We'll make the arrangements. But I congratulate Buzz and his wife for winning this morning one of those replica radios. They are real nice. Replicas of about 1930s, late 30s, early 40s radios. So, congratulations, Buzz. Thank you much for coming down early this morning. Yeah, Madeline?
I want to mention that we're going to give one away every hour.
Every hour on the hour. So come on down to the Francis Marion. We're going to be here all day today. Register, sign up, check out all the old memorabilia we've got down here. Did you see all the old radios over there, Bob? Aren't they...
That's right. Yeah. I remember every model.
We'll have more of the replay of WTMA's 60th anniversary celebration from 1999 coming up next on the History of TMA.
WTMA, the History of TMA.
Welcome back to the History of TMA. As we remember how WTMA celebrated our 60th birthday on June 15th, 1999. With a live broadcast from the Francis Marion Hotel.
Now you're up to date at 7:24. Fred Story, TMA First News.
Put you there, Mick, for listening to the mighty TMA. Whoa, babies, and Clyde's sake. Say, this Ray Stevens, and that was Clyde the Camel. And see, he been listening to the mighty TMA, Charleston, South Carolina, where the sounds swing on and on across the Ramic Desert.
I don't remember it. Well, I don't remember, most of the time that I was on the radio.
You remember the song, though. Ahab the
Ahab.
Ray Stevens.
I thought it was a love song.
Ray had Ray Stevens. Apparently, somebody in those days got Ray to record a little bit, a special rendition of it for the mighty TMA. And
right. We had a lot of things like that where the stars would do things for us, like Dolly Parton. I won't tell you what she did for us, but we had a lot of stars stop by.
Yeah. You remember back in those days, too, you remember Coca-Cola commercials, and they used to always get the stars to sing the commercials?
Yeah,
you
know, what a mix that was.
Oh, man, yeah, they'd get some country stars and rock stars and all that to sing their commercials for them. Uncle Booby Nash and I are sitting here kind of reminiscing a little bit on our birthday today, kicking it off this morning. This entire hour brought to you by our friends at Morguard Barrier, Termite and Pest Control.
They won't bug you like Dan does.
Bug you.
Right. By the way, I've been watching you operate this morning. This is interesting. Do you ever talk? All you've been doing is introducing people. Here's the weather. Here's the news. Here's this. Here's that. We're brought to you by. Do you ever do anything? Do you have a talent?
Don't tell anybody.
You got your own hair. That's the only thing you got going for you.
Listen, we were kidding each other about a year a while ago. I asked Bob, I said, hey, would you like to borrow some of my hair, you know? That's real, by the way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I used to come in the morning when I was, you know you're getting old when your toupee is losing its hair. And that's, I knew it was time to quit then. But when I take off my earphones, half the time my hair was still connected to the earphones. It was wild mornings that we put in. But I had a lot of fun with that hair.
A lot of people,
was very dull.
Listen,
when you fall in love with your toupee, you know you're not doing well.
50% of the population of the Lowcountry right now did not live in the Lowcountry 30 years ago. They've come in from other areas. You remember years ago we used to make
foreigners.
Jokes? Yeah, we used to make jokes about Yankees and things. You know, can't do it now.
I never made fun of Yankees.
I never did.
I'm from Buffalo.
Oh, I used to tell jokes all the time, you know. But nowadays it's kind of difficult to do it because they're all down here with us. Now, my point is, they all live here. My point, well, we got great weather, great radio.
What is your point?
The point is that in those days, a lot of people are out there today don't remember this heyday period we're talking about of the mighty TMA. But I'm sure in stations, whether you were in Buffalo, New York, or all over the country, had stations like WTMA, right, which were the predominant station in the market. They were normally a pop rock station. Now, did you call TMA back in the 60s and 70s rock, or was it pop, or what did
No, we were Top 40.
Top 40, yeah. Top 40. Now, Top 40 consisted of basically whatever was a hit in the top 40 on the Billboard charts at the
time. We tried to squeeze 40 songs in 1 hour.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. We played the same 40 songs over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And until they drove you right out of your ever-loving mind. But that's how you made songs popular then.
Let me check traffic and weather together.
Sure,
can you do
ahead.
That? Traffic and weather together on the 8th. Let's get Steve Stokes up here. Steve?
Hello, Dan. Well, we do have an accident at Core Road and Remount. That's an 18-wheeler versus a truck. Open now 7 days a week from 10 to 6. I'm Steve Stokes for your WTMA Time Saver Traffic.
Here's the latest weather word on WTMA Tiger Radio.
Well, I tell you, you ought to be bothered. Could you give us the street level temperature, Boo?
Oh, yeah. We used to call it street level. Street level temperature is 78 degrees this morning on the sidewalk at 72. All right.
Kathy Francis, our meteorologist, is here with your 3-day exclusive TMA AccuWeather forecast. Hi, Kathy.
Well, thanks, and good morning, Dan, and happy 60th birthday to WTMA. It'll be cloudy to partly sunny today, warm and humid for WTMA AccuWeather. I'm Kathy Francis.
All right, Kathy, thanks much. We'll check back with you in about 10 minutes or so, to be exact. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. See, they're trying to make it easy for us now, Bob, so we don't forget when to do traffic and weather on the 8th. Now, I guess that means, 8 minutes after you did the last one, or does it mean 28 and 38 and 48, or what does it mean?
My goodness, you complicate things.
Let me get my old buddy John Hales on board. He's over at Care Alliance. John, good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President.
let me introduce you to a friend of mine, Uncle Booby Nash.
Okay.
He's calling me a friend, but he's taking a lot for granted here.
I tell you what, with a name like Booby, I don't know now.
Hey, John, Boob, of course, used to be on TMA back in starting in the mid-60s.
And that was one that's called Tiger Radio?
Yeah, Tiger Radio, the mighty TMA and all that stuff. And Boob, old John Hales, let me tell you, he's my fishing buddy here. He's he's the world's greatest cat fisherman, did you know?
You got it.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I love cat.
Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed world's greatest cat fisherman.
Let me ask Booby, did 60 years ago, or well, it wasn't 60 years ago when he was on there, but the years that he was on there, did they ever worry about Y2K or anything like that?
Did you ever have a problem with Y2K? Did you ever worry about anything like that?
No, we didn't worry about anything. We didn't have enough sense to worry about it.
There you go. I hear you. Those are good old days.
You know, it's kind of strange. Let me tell you about John Boo. I started talking to John on the air. It's been, how long ago, John? About 8 or 9 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, it was right after Hugo, I guess.
Yeah, right, shortly after Hugo. Yeah. And we had the old Baker Hospital over on Colonial Lake. Remember where it used to be over there? And then Baker Hospital moved up to the north area, just off the interstate there near Azalea Avenue. And then it became part of the Roper deal, Roper Hospital North. And now it's all part of Care Alliance. And this guy is in charge of all of this stuff. He's one of what they call a head honcho over there at the hospital.
I'm still surviving.
Must be, because I was trying to figure out what these hospitals had to do with fishing. You know, somewhere along the line, there's a fishing story.
We'll get to that one of these days.
John and Roper and Care Alliance, all over the years, have sponsored our big TMA catfish tournament every year.
Uh-huh.
And John would come up and fish in the tournament, and I ridicule him quite often. Because he never... Did you ever catch a fish, John?
Rightfully so. Now quit that, will you? Don't rub it in, would you?
Listen, things are going well over at Care Alliance. Just as things are going well after all of these years here at the mighty TMA, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And we're proud to be a partner with TMA and doing these infomercials. And I'm going to come down and see you today and say hello.
Man, we'd love to see your smiling face down
here. We'll do
it today. Hey, John, see you later, buddy.
Take care.
Old John Hales over here. He's a pretty good old boy. You'd enjoy it. You haven't met him? You don't know
him? No, I never met him. By the way, those of you who are coming down here to the Francis Marion, be aware that I just asked, what's your name again? I asked Dan, where is the men's room? Because I had to go. He said, you just go down here and take a left. That's where I went. Well, I went down there, took a left. There's nothing there but a little corner. So I asked the lady where the men's room is, and she said, you have to take a right. So all I'm going to tell you is watch where you step when you come in.
Yeah. Yeah, be very careful. I did the same thing earlier. Somebody told me to go down the steps, take a left, and then do around this little door well. And I went down there, and there was nothing but an entrance to the spa, I think, or something down there. The exercise people, the lady down the exercise got a little upset with me. Oh, well, 7:43 in the morning at News Talk WTMA. I'm Dan Moon. Uncle Booby Nash is with me. We'll take this thing around till 10 this morning. Our big birthday celebration goes on all day today. In fact, up until 6 o'clock this evening. Quick break, back with more after this.
There's more of our June 1999 WTMA 60th anniversary broadcast with Dan Moon and other WTMA stars from the past coming up in moments.
For more about WTMA's past, surf to WTMAMemories.com for recordings, interviews, pictures, and more. That's WTMAMemories.com. More of the special program, The History of TMA, next on 1250 WTMA.
The History of TMA.
Let's move on with the number one. Enjoy yourself and have some fun. Here is the sound of the city. WTMA, Tiger Radio.
WTMA became Charleston's second radio station on June 15, 1939, and remains the only AM station with its original set of call letters. Right now, let's return to hear how we celebrated our 60th birthday in 1999, broadcasting live from the Francis Marion Hotel downtown.
It's the Missing Word Funfest on the Mighty TMA. Tell us what Randy and the Rainbows are singing and win five WTMA dollars and four free In-N-Out car wash passes.
Why do kids go to school?
Why do kids
go surfing?
Be the first to correctly tell the Mighty GMA the missing words and win the free prizes. Send your answer on a postcard to Missing Word Funfest, WTMA Charleston.
Hey, you know the name of the song that they were singing, Randy and the Rainbows? Any of you? Well, if you know the song, you can call and get a free pass to the old Starlight Drive-In Theater. Which is no longer around. I'm Dan Moon. Let me get Clancy on board. Or do we need to take a break? All right, let me get Clancy on board with us because you were on here a while ago and then we lost you. Clancy, I'm glad we got you back. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. This is Clancy Bowers.
You know, I figured that's who that was. I figured, hey, Boob, you're absolutely right. Clancy Bowick.
The only Clancy in the state, except for some Irish.
I don't know of another guy named Clancy around, come to think about it.
The only Irish setters, Dan.
Now, Clancy, you were in sales.
Yeah, 70, 71, 72.
Well, I want you to talk to nobody. I'm sure that you had the occasion to sell every once in a while. You remember Clancy Bowick, don't you,
Bob? Oh, I remember Clancy. How I remember Clancy. He kept me really working.
In fact, that's why I'm calling today, Boob. I've got 50 spots I just sold to the Russian trawler off the coast, and I need to log them now.
Said he got 50 spots he just sold to the Russian trawler off the coast and he needs to get them logged now.
That's right. And yeah, that was the number one thing. He would call up on the telephone and say, we're making some changes in the log.
Right.
When you have your whole program laid out and they start making changes, not only that, but Clancy Bowick would sell somebody that had 50 members in the company and I would have to interview each one of them. He would. You would do that, Clancy. It was terrible. You would make me really work.
That's right. You worked for change when I was over there, right.
And what are you doing now, Clancy?
Actually, I'm semi-retired, and I work with the Hispanic Mission on John's Island. We have a mission over there between James Island and John's Island, and I'm working with those guys.
The Hispanic Mission?
Correct.
On James Island and John's Island.
What's he doing there?
You have an Espanol. So we have a church. We have an Hispanic church for the Hispanic
mission. They have an Hispanic church over there on James or John's Island?
Both, actually.
On both, yeah. And he works with the Hispanics in ministering to them?
Yeah, we have a pastor, and we visit the camps. In fact, this particular summer, we're over there. You know, we'll be over there tonight and for the next 6 weeks during the summertime. And then we have a church that meets at my church at James Island Baptist at 9:30 every Sunday morning in Spanish.
Well, we'd be glad to sell them some spots.
We could do it in Spanish, couldn't we? Absolutely, I might take you up on that. Dan, you and I used to work together at WQSN radio here.
Yeah, QSN was another signal in the market years ago. And
that was Barry Winton.
Oh, but you remember that name?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Barry Winton was the general manager of owner of QSN.
He was a violin player.
Yeah.
He had an orchestra at one time. Who was the guy who was the general manager who used to, of QSN back in the late 60s and early 70s?
Doug Randall. That's
exactly right. Who used to be on TMA.
I love Doug. Doug was
old Deputy Doug. Deputy Doug Randall.
He was Doug Randall.
You remember that name?
Patio Driving Theater.
Yeah. His real name, of course, was Doug Clements. He passed away several years ago.
He's famous for Dixie'll do it because Dixie don't care.
There you go. Yeah. If you were a TMA listener back in the mid-60s, you'll remember Deputy Doug, Deputy Doug Randall.
Absolutely.
Got out of there, went over to QSN as a general manager at QSN for quite a few years.
I mean, years ago, that was such foolish names, Deputy Doug, and then they had Almost Honest John Trenton. Why couldn't anybody have just normal names like me?
Boom Nash.
That's right.
Hey, Clancy, a pleasure, my friend.
My pleasure, too, guys. Happy anniversary, and we'll do this again in another 10 years. How's that?
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
At his age, I wonder who dialed the phone for him.
That's an email of the past. Steve, good morning and welcome. Here on News Talk TMA, I'm Dan Moon.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey,
how are you today?
We are fine, sir.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to thank you on the air for saving me about $350.
How did I save you $350?
Well, I asked for the Dan Moon special down at San Juan Pool.
Oh.
And I saved my tax money.
How about that? Yeah, the deal is, folks, it's a pretty good deal, and I'm glad you called me on this, Steve. Over at San Juan Pools and Spas, over on Folly Road, Cross Creek Shopping Center, I think it is. They got a deal over there now. If you go in there and you get a pool or a spa or any of their great grills they've got, Holland and Royal Master, any of the great patio furniture, make a purchase. And then after you make your best deal, then you tell them you want the Dan Moon special, and they give you all your tax money off. So what did you get from them? What did you buy?
I bought an above-ground pool.
Above-ground pool.
Right.
San Juan. Right. Listen, the number one fiberglass pool manufacturer in the entire world, and the best one made. And after you made your best deal, first of all, I assume you got a good deal.
Oh, yes, sir.
After you made your best deal, then you told them I want the Dan Moon special, and they knocked off all the sales tax.
That's exactly right.
Saved you $350.
Wow, things have really changed in radio. When I was in radio, they had the Booby Nash special. If you mentioned my name, they charged you $100 more.
Well, I'm glad we could save you some money, Steve.
Well, I am too, Dan, and I want to wish TMA a happy birthday and many more to come.
Thank you very much. Have a great day today.
Okay, you too, Dan.
Every hour, we're giving away these antique radios, or replicas of these antique radios. They're really nice. You'll enjoy having one of these. To people who come by and register, they've been registering all morning long. Hey, Jesse. Our winner this hour is Alan McAvoy. Alan McAvoy. All right, Alan, if you're still listening, all you got to do is stop by here or come by the station. Anyway, we got your phone number on there so we can get hold of you if you are not listening. But he's one of those little antique replicas of radios. And they really work, Boo, but kind of like you.
Yeah, they really work. They keep on ticking after taking a licking.
8:40 in the morning. Bev, come on over a minute. I didn't recognize this gentleman when he first walked in the room, because I had never met him before. You had met him prior to this morning.
Well, yeah, when he was a kid,
really?
Guess we met. But
The general manager of WTMA back when you were on board, right?
Yeah, the owner.
The owner at the time.
The owner of
TMA. Name was Chuck Smith, and has Chuck passed away?
Chuck is gone.
Okay. But his grandson, Bev Jenkins, is on board with us this morning. Hi, Bev.
How you doing?
Now, Booth says he remembers you when you were just a little teen.
I used to drive those guys crazy.
Really?
My grandfather would bring me over to the radio station and give me the run of the place.
Yeah, we would always say, be nice.
Be nice.
Chuck's grandson, be nice. Be nice to him. Don't push him around.
Did they treat you nice?
Oh, they treat me great.
Yeah.
They probably hate to see me coming.
He looks exactly like his granddad, too.
Really, he does look very, very much like Chuck Smith. He really does. Fond memories of your grandfather?
Absolutely, definitely. Passed away when I was 11, but he owned the radio station after about 1979, I think.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It was a good time. He was always, at the dinner table, he was always talking about the other radio stations and what he was doing to stay number one. And Booby was saying that's what his passion was. So.
Well, he did a good job, really.
Whatever a radio station was planning to do, he would do it better. I mean, this man was an innovator, and money was no object. He would spend the money to promote the station. He lived radio.
Well, and it worked. He hired a good staff. I mean, he had good on-the-air people.
Yes, he did. He had good taste in radio announcers.
Good taste in radio
that's
announcers.
For sure.
He did the right.
I see you guys this morning.
He did the right promotional things, and I still wish he were around today. He's just a darn good radio guy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Bev, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Have a great day today. It's nice to see some old alumni and old people coming by.
He's a very smart fellow, that grandson of Chuck Smith. He didn't get into radio. He probably got a real job.
All right, Bob and the rest of you hanging on the line. Quick break. We'll grab your calls right after this. I'm Dan Moon. Uncle Boob Nash with me here at the Francis Marion Hotel this morning. We'll take it around till 10, our big 60th anniversary celebration. Big birthday party today. Got the big cake coming in at 9 o'clock this morning. I think they're going to bill it as the world's largest birthday cake. Well, maybe not the world's largest, but pretty darn close to it. Quick break and back with more after this.
We'll be back with more of our 1999 60th anniversary broadcast as the history of TMA continues. I'm John Quincy.
WTMA 1250. The history of TMA.
It was June 15th, 1999, exactly 60 years to the day that WTMA signed on the air for the first time. And the station was celebrating the occasion with a live broadcast from the site of one of its first studios, the Francis Marion Hotel.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Boone. Remember the old Sonobox recordings? That they used to do on those jingles.
Yeah, we were just touching on weird sounds. Now, today, radio has a lot of weird sounds, you know, and being able to do a lot of things with computers and that. In those days, that was really something to have that wild sound.
Remember the song Charleston, My Hometown?
Yeah.
Mentions WTMA and the Charleston Navy Base and all the historic sites around Charleston.
Right.
I need to dig it up and play it again. I should play it today. On the back side of it, God, I'm trying to think of it. You remember what was on the back
Someone
side?
Was just telling me, what's on the back side of Charleston, My Hometown? What was on the back side of that
Sonobox
record?
The instrumental song.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
Could sing your own jingle if you wanted to.
Bob is on board with us via the telephone lines this morning. Hi, Bob.
The top of the morning to you, boss.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
And happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy birthday.
In today's society, 60 years of anything is outstanding.
Yeah, just outstanding. Well, it's what I'm so proud of is the fact that over all these years, we haven't really changed. I mean, we've changed a lot, but we haven't. I mean, we're still Charleston's radio station, have been all these years, and even though we've changed format a little bit, we're still TMA.
Did you ever think when you first started that someday you would be the voice of Charleston?
No. No.
What a trip that must be, huh?
Had no idea. I never dreamed of it. Not in my wildest imagination.
I mean, it's just Dan Moon and everybody knows it. You know, they may not know you personally. They may not see you, you know, but everybody knows the name.
I'll tell you what absolutely amazes me. I mention this from time to time. I walk into a place of business somewhere. Yeah, a supermarket or something. See, my wife and I are shopping in a supermarket. And I'll open my mouth to say something to her or to someone else, and somebody in an aisle over who can't see me, they'll stick their head around the end of the aisle and then come up there and say, "You're Dan Moon." And I say, "Yeah." And they didn't see me at all. They just heard my voice on the other side. So what I have learned over the years, Bob...
Don't talk.
Yeah. If I'm somewhere I'm not supposed to be, just keep my mouth shut, and nobody will know I'm there, see?
Listen, the name of the song you were looking for is Denise.
Denise, yeah,
which is opposite of the nephew.
Oh, Denise, yeah.
Hey, it was Randy and the what was the name of that group? Randy and the Rainbows, I think, was the name of the group. Yeah. Bob, are you an old Charleston guy, or are you a transplant in, or what?
No, I think everybody here is a transplant.
Yeah, well, you know, I mentioned earlier, years ago, when I first came to Charleston in 1962, most everybody was born and raised down here, but nowadays, yeah, over 50% of the population came from somewhere else. Were you originally from Charleston?
No, I was born in Michigan and moved here from Jersey.
Yeah, how long ago?
15 years.
15. Well, you're a Charlestonian now.
That's it.
Yeah. Bob, thanks for the call, sir. Have a nice day today.
Okay, guys.
You bet, sir. And thanks for the happy birthday wish. If you'd like to jump on board this morning, it's 556-1250, which is the request line. You know, I mentioned, probably next to 911, Uncle Boo, that's the next most well-known telephone number.
That phone never stopped ringing in the 60s.
Yeah.
It was the request line.
556-1250 is the talk line locally. If you're outside the area, we have an 800 number you can call. What it does with the 800 number, a lot of people kid me sometime, because I said, this number is good anywhere around the country. It's nationwide, 800 number. And I said, Dan, people can't hear you around the country. Well, that is true, folks. But let me tell you why I put it in. Because when we first started doing this, Boo, 9 or 10 years ago with the talk show itself, 10 years ago, people who lived up in Monk's Corner or lived up in McClellanville and Awandaw and down south, Hollywood, Ravenel, and further down, they didn't have local access to the Charleston area, and many of them still don't. So we put the 800 line in so they could call us without having to pay a bill for it. And it worked out pretty good, so we just kept it.
Well, you know, in my day, we used to, I was known as the Big Mouth of the South.
Uh-huh.
That gave an image, a big image of radio. Radio was all just image anyway. And we used to say, up and down the eastern seaboard. Well, we didn't get past Monk's Corner.
No.
As far as up and down the eastern seaboard.
You did? Now, wait a minute. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, we did skip to Jacksonville over the water. Yeah.
Because you're right. It didn't go inland that far. It still doesn't today. But I have a listener, a guy who listens all the time. He lives down in St. Augustine, Florida, and is a regular listener. They got a little pier down there, a public pier. He goes out, listens all the time. Now, if you drive a mile and a half inland, you can't hear us at all. But if you're right there on the beach, on the whether it's Orlando, Daytona, St. Augustine, all up and down Florida, you pick us up pretty good now.
Well, now you probably lost him as a listener. He now knows how to get rid of you. You just move
a mile and a half in. Let me get to Jim quickly on board with us. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Moonman.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Here's an old, I think this is an old high school buddy of mine.
We go way.
Jim, you're about to break up on that cell phone. Yeah, well, get it. Wait till you get another cell and give us a buzz right back. Okay? And then, because I've got a clear signal on you. One thing about cell, you know why they call them cell phones, because you're moving from one cell to the next cell the next cell, and sometimes you'll break up as you pass for one or the other. I'm Dan Moon with the Francis Marion Hotel. Uncle Booby Nash, how's it feel to be called the legendary?
Oh, well, you know, I saw that in the newspaper, and I said, what are they trying to tell me? So I put on my hair and put in my teeth and came down here to see what it was all about.
You lost your hair on the way down, though.
WTMA, solid gold.
Solid gold, eh? Yes, sir. Well, we feel like we're solid gold today. 60 years of serving the Lowcountry. WTMA. So many people here today. Glad to have you on board with us. For those of folks who have stopped by this morning, thank you so much for coming down. Plenty of parking down here because we've got the parking garage right next here to the Francis Marion Western Hotel. That's where I'm parked this morning. Wasn't any problem to get in, find a nice place to park, and then ease right on next door to the Francis Marion Hotel. We're up on the second floor in the Colonial Ballroom. How did they do it in the old days, Boob? You know, we're in the Colonial Ballroom. Didn't they kind of put their hand behind the ear?
Oh, that's right, so you could hear your own voice.
You know,
yes.
They would do something good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the beautiful Colonial Ballroom of the Francis Marion Hotel.
Here's beautiful Dan and Boob. Well, you know, I'm talking to a guy who was on TMA for 1966, if you go back that far.
Yeah.
His name was, they call him John Smith on the radio. I call him the two-story outhouse, John. And his real name was Dick Andert.
Yeah.
And Dick is in California. He had done some soap opera work, and now he's with the Los Angeles Police Department, if anybody was following Dick's career. He's the fellow who, the first time I got in trouble on TMA was when I came in during the day, and he was in the afternoon, and I came on, and I just interrupted his program. I like doing that, just walking in and interrupt, like I interrupted you today, just walk in and interrupt. And he turned around to me in the middle of my discourse there and said, you know, Booby, we could do a two-man show. And I said, well, he was using his real name then, Dick, yeah. And I said, yeah, I can see it, hear it now. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Big Dick and Little Boo, you know. And that they closed down the microphone, and I thought I had lost my job.
Speaking of losing, don't
can I
lose
say
it.
That on the radio? I guess it's too late to ask now, huh?
You can know. Yeah, a little too late. It's good. The old fellows didn't bloop that out back here, I don't think. I mentioned yesterday, if you really want to relax, you know, it's nowadays with the 90s, life is so hectic sometimes. But you want to relax, you want to reduce some tension, you want to kind of recharge things again.
You're going to do a commercial, aren't you?
No. I mentioned yesterday, go back to being a kid again. Go back to being a kid again.
Oh, yeah.
A kid. Because when you were a kid, think about it, you didn't have all this tension and stress. You didn't have any problem relaxing.
No, I didn't even wear clothes.
No, man, you know. Remember little things when you were a kid? How much a cupcake meant to you? If your mother said, "Hey, I got a cupcake for you," well, that was a big deal, you know?
Yeah, well,
lick the icing off of a spoon when your mother made a cake. That was a big deal to you.
Yeah, I got spanked for that. It was a big deal.
And remember you wanted ice cream for breakfast? You ever do that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Give me some ice cream for breakfast. I don't know how often you got away with it.
I had to tell my mother, she'd say, "It's morning time." I said, my stomach doesn't know what time it is. I want the ice cream. Remember when you were told if you don't eat your whole meal, think of the starving children in Europe? I got spanked. I almost got beat up. I told my mother, "Well, send it to them. You know, just let's pack it up and send it."
Listen, if you really want to go back to being a kid, ask why a lot. Did you ever do that? Were you a why kid?
Yes,
why?
I was.
Why?
No, I had all the answers.
No,
hold on. They asked me why. Why did you do that? Why did you do this? I had to give me answers.
Oh, boy. Hide the vegetables under the napkin. You ever do that?
No, I never did that.
No. Stay up past your bedtime?
No, didn't do that either. I was a good kid, I think. Boy, were you bad. Did you do all those things?
I did all those things. I did something else my father didn't want me to do.
Well, you know, you were a Southerner. That's rebel. You were a rebel.
I got into this radio business.
I was in radio for 5 years. My dad said to me, he said, "Son, are you ever going to get a job?" I said, "I got a job." He said, "Playing records? You're playing records for a job?" But he learned when the paycheck came in.
My father didn't want me to get into this business at all. And when I started hanging around a radio station, he said, "Son, don't get into that damn entertainment business.
Ooh.
Don't get into that entertainment business." Didn't like it at all. Thought I was just throwing my life away. And, you know, for many years, I thought I was.
What did your dad do?
My dad sold insurance. Yeah. But listen, wait a minute. No, this was when insurance guys had a pretty good reputation. Remember the insurance guys used to go, well, I know a lot of them are going to kill me for this. But he used to have a route, and he would go out and collect, you know, weekly.
They actually came to your house and became a friend.
Yeah, became a friend, and he had a lot of weekly deals. Because back in these days, we're talking 30, 40, 50 years ago, people would buy life insurance policies in small amounts. It used to be, a big insurance policy would have been $5,000. That would have been tremendous insurance policy. But they were normally $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 insurance policies. And people would pay for them every week, and they might cost 35, 40 cents a week.
That's right.
And he would go by on his route and collect 35, 40 cents a week, the premium from everybody. And so he got to see them once a week. He knew when the new kids were born.
I even remember my insurance salesman's name when I was a kid. Mr. Javits.
Mr. Javits.
Mr. Javits sold us insurance.
I mean, earned.
For years.
My father's name was Mr. Moon.
Was what?
Mr. Moon.
Mr. Moon.
Mr. Moon, yeah.
The Moon Man.
I want to congratulate J.T. Browder. He has won one of these classic antique replicas. How do you say that? This is real, honest-to-God replica?
Fake.
This is a real
honest
fake.
To God fake radio. It works, though.
They look nice, though, and they do work, and they look like radio from the late 30s or early 40s. Is that you?
That's me.
Well, yeah, he's right here.
He's a James Island man. They're all winners out there.
Yes, sir, man. He registered. See, I got your name. That's it. That's you.
That's me.
All right. Okay. Got you one of those little antique radios over there. Antique. Listen, it was just made about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Quick break, my friend, at 9:16 in the morning. Come on down and see us at the Francis Marion. Best thing to do is do it in person. But if you can't, you can reach us on the phone lines at 556-1250 locally, 800-737-1250 toll-free, or star 1250 on your cell phone. I'm Dan Moon at News Talk WTMA.
You're hearing things on WTMA.
Straight ahead on the history of TMA, another hour of WTMA's 1999 60th anniversary celebration broadcast from the Francis Marion Hotel in downtown Charleston. I'm John Quincy, and if you'd like to find out more about WTMA's legacy, go to WTMAmemories.com. That's WTMAMemories.com. There you'll be able to download rare audio broadcasts, look at photos of past personalities and events, read interesting stories, and more. That's WTMAMemories.com. And keep it right here on the radio station that continues to make history, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.